Hello and welcome to The Holly Penny Show. On this podcast, we talk about all things self-love, goal setting, and abundance related. I'm your host, Holly Penny, and I have made it my mission to support women in business to finally feel in control of their finances, to set and achieve their goals, and to live a life full of abundance. And that's exactly what we talk about on this show, sharing the pretty, the not so pretty, and everything in between. Good morning. Good morning. I am excited about today's episode because of the content. Today, I'm going to share 10 things you didn't know about me. So connection, community, togetherness, unity is something that is important to me. And so creating that vulnerability, that openness, so you can get to know me a little bit more is just one way to be open and honest and vulnerable and show up better for you. So I'm excited. I wrote a list out. Actually, when I was on a plane a couple of weeks ago, I pulled out my notebook and that is when I created my list. So no, I don't think I have it on here, but travel is one of my love languages. Could we say that? I don't know. Maybe. Sure. Let's go with it. Travel is one of my love languages. I love traveling. The first time I was ever on a plane, I was 15. And so I find it interesting that I decided to create this list when I was on a plane. So let's dive in. Number one, I grew up on a small farm in Nova Scotia. So we commonly had pigs, chickens, and laying hens. Sometimes we had guinea hens. We had ducks. We had cattle. We had horses. We had goats at one point. Just an all-around general small farm. Number two, I traveled to Australia when I was 15 years old. And I stayed there for almost a year. So the first time I was ever on a plane, as I mentioned, I was 15 and I traveled to Australia as an exchange student. I had the most amazing time in Australia. It was like a life-changing event for sure. And if any of your kids are interested in being an exchange student, I think that it's a great way to explore the world, study, experience a different culture, just an all-around great experience. Number three, I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So even from a young age, I would budget my money. I would go through magazines and clip out photos. Actually, at one point, I think I thought I wanted to have my own magazine because I would take my magazines, clip out all the photos I liked, and then glued them on a piece of paper and created my own magazine. I was in a magazine at one point. So, hey, maybe that was like my vision coming to life. I'm not sure. I don't have my own magazine at this point. So who knows? Maybe I will. But I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur and have my own company. Number four, I strongly dislike the cold temperature. So I use the word strongly dislike. My dad always taught me to never use the word hate. And still to this day, I don't use the word hate, even though there are some things that I strongly dislike. And that's actually a skill I've taught my kids, or like something that I've carried on with my own children. I've taught them not to use the word hate. And I don't know where it comes from with my dad. Maybe one day I'll find out. Maybe next time I'm talking to him, I'll ask him. But we were never allowed to use the word hate. I taught my children the same thing. So I strongly dislike the cold temperature. I know I live in Canada, and especially I know I live in Alberta. Alberta is a cold province. We can sometimes have snow for like 6 to 8 months a year, and it is absolutely awful. That doesn't mean I love it. That does not mean that I love the snow or the cold weather. I strongly dislike the cold temperature. And then number five is a complete contradiction to number four. I enjoy shoveling snow. I find shoveling snow therapeutic, relaxing. I feel like I've accomplished something when I've completed it. And I know you can't have snow without the cold temperature. And you know what? I could give that up any day. If I were at the beach for the rest of my life, I would be totally okay if I didn't have to shovel snow again. And it is something that I enjoy. It doesn't cause me, like, it's not a daunting task for me at all. Number six. Oh, this runs in smoothly. My happy place is by the ocean. I am at peace. It's like I am at home when I am by the ocean. I even have a wave tattoo on my right ankle. Truly enjoy being by that fresh ocean water. Again, I said I lived in Alberta, which is a landlocked province. There is no water here. And a couple of years ago, I purchased a trailer and we placed it on a lake. It was really important to me that when we were finding a spot for the trailer, that it was in a campground on the lake. And even just being able to be by that natural water is a really big lake. So being able to be by that natural water is soothing for me. It really is just like relaxing and brings me peace when we're there. So happy places by the ocean. And I love it so much that I put a wave tattoo on my right ankle. Number seven, I became a single mom at 29 years old. My children were 1 and 5 at the time. So my children are going to be 9 and 13 here right away. While that was a huge life-altering decision for me, it was one of the most pivotal points in my life. And I say that in a good way. It was a really good decision for me, and the life that I was choosing to live, that was the best decision at the time. And it still is. Like, I'm still okay with that decision. While it's still challenging sometimes that, yes, my children do have two homes to live in, the relationship was not working. And it for sure was a pivotal moment in my life. Number eight, I know how to clog and step dance. For many years when I was a child, I danced. Although I haven't done it in years, I can still do it. I still remember the steps. I actually jumped up and did a few steps the other day here in the kitchen. And it's interesting. It's like riding a bike. You never forget the steps. And I imagine that I never will. Even when I'm like 80, maybe I'll still move my feet the same way. Number nine, I am afraid of the dark, like afraid of the dark. I don't like it at all. When I'm home alone, there is always a light on. The outside light on my house is always on. If I am like home alone for like the night, there will always be a light on in my living room. I physically cannot walk through a dark space, like pitch black space. I really, really like dislike it more than the cold temperature. I really dislike the dark. Okay. I remember as a child, like I grew up in a very small community. So there were no streetlights. There were no neighbors for like a kilometer. Like I grew up in a very small place. So my parents would get me to go check the mailbox after dark. And the mailbox was like down the driveway across the road. Like, yeah, it was a bit of a walk. And again, no streetlights, no neighbors, no house lights. Like it was pitch black. And just the thought of going to the mailbox in the dark gave me so much anxiety. It was before I even knew what the word anxiety was. But looking back now, I can confidently say that's what I was experiencing, was anxiety. And I really do suspect that this irrational fear, like it is an irrational fear, I fear that I'm going to be hurt in the dark. Like, even though I know there's nobody around, even in my own house, if I happen to like turn all the lights off to, you know, get to the stairs to go upstairs, like an irrational fear that I'm going to get hurt. And I suspect this comes from a past life. I don't recall anything in my current life that would cause that fear. So I've done some work around it, and I do feel like it's likely from a past life. And number 10, traveling, like I said at the beginning, is my love language. And I have traveled to 7 countries. I obviously Canada. I live here. I've lived here my whole life. So Canada. I've been to the United States of America. I have been to England and France. Those trips I traveled alone. That was a fun time. That was one trip that I took in my early 20s. I like solo traveled to England and France, Australia. I spent a year there, like I said, in my teenage years. I have traveled to Jamaica. Actually, a little side story here. When I went to Jamaica, it was the first time I was ever on vacation with my parents. So we went in 2022. It was the fall of 2022. Yeah. And it was the first time I'd ever been on a vacation with my parents. So it was nice. And then I have traveled to Costa Rica, one of actually my favorite countries. I have some really cool memories from Costa Rica, the couple of times I've been there. So I'm going to recap my list. Number one, I grew up on a farm in Nova Scotia. Number two, I traveled to Australia when I was 15 years old and I stayed there for almost a year. Number three, I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. Number four, I strongly dislike the cold temperature. Number five, I enjoy shoveling snow. Number six, my happy place is by the ocean and I have a wave tattoo. Number seven, I became a single mom at 29 years old. My children were 1 and 5 at the time. Number eight, I know how to clog and step dance. Number nine, I am afraid of the dark. And number 10, I have been to 7 countries. What do you think? What do you think of my list? Is there something new that you learned about me? Maybe there's something we have in common. If there is, I would love to hear about it. Send me a message on Instagram. That's where I am commonly found, or mostly found, I should say. You know, you always have that one social media platform that you hang out on the most. And for me, it is Instagram. Reach out to me. I would love to know if there's something new you learned about me or if there's something we have in common. All right, friends, until next week, have an amazing week. And don't forget, you are worthy of all the abundance life brings your way. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Holly Penny Show. If you have taken anything away from today's episode, I would forever be grateful for your support. And there are two ways you can do that. First, take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your social media. Don't forget to tag me because I always respond. And number two, give this podcast a 5-star rating on your favorite streaming platform. Until next time, dream big, keep going, and remember, you are worthy of all the abundance life brings you.